Thank you for calling Crafts Video Membership. My name is Priscilla. May I please have your last name and zip code?
Yes, my last name is Lewis. The zip code is 23601.
Can you repeat for me your last name?
Lewis, L-E-W-I-S.
Thank you. Just one second. And what is the first name?
Linda.
Okay, just one second. It's not showing, ma'am. Can you tell me what is the email address associated with your account?
Okay, I sign in. You have to write both of these down. I sign in with LJL31045@gmail.com. And I've been hacked, I've been phished, I've had all kinds of garbage happen to my accounts. And I got it straight, but what we had to do is I have a separate email and the account was inputted wrong long time ago. And so my email is attached to that one and it's Old Lady Lewis. And it's just spelled OLDLADYLEWIS. Then there's an underscore, the word old again. That's the part that's wrong. And it says at yahoo.com, which is not that's not an email at all.
Okay. I think
that's
I found
it. Made up.
Okay. So what is the correct email, the email that you want to use for the account?
They can't change the Old Lady Lewis. That's why I have the other one.
Okay. Let me check something here.
They have tried to do that, and it would not work.
Okay, I found here the LJL31045@gmail.com that it was a free 45 days crafts membership. Okay.
It was a what?
Was like a trial when you had a trial with the other email. I'm trying to find.
No. what I had is years ago, before Blueprint bought y'all, I had Craftsy. Then Blueprint took over. And then Blueprint decided they weren't going to carry on with it, and they put me back in with Craftsy. I have been a member for more than a couple of years.
Okay. Let me see, because it's just fine with this email address, the LJL. Let me check this account.
31045. They couldn't meld the two things. I have about 18 or 20 things that I've been dragging, you know, the programs that I've been dragging through, all the classes that we buy.
Yes, it is with this account. Yes, I'm seeing here in the LJL31045@gmail.com. I'm seeing here the 18 classes.
Okay, hold on a minute. What I'm going to do is I'm going to go off. No, actually, no, that wouldn't work because I signed in with the LJL31045. And it hooked me in with the Old Lady Lewis.
Okay, let me reset the password here.
Now, why are we changing the password?
Just for you to try to log in to see if it is the problem, because I able to log in with the email address. So I'm trying to log out and log in again.
See, I'm logged in. It says hello, LJL.
Yeah, but the email still... connect. Yeah, it's just showing as a username, but the email connect to the account, it is the gmail.com. It's just the username that is showing as old lady Lewis underscore old. It's just the username, and we can change that. But the email, if you go to the profile and you click, you're going to see email address LJL31045@gmail.com.
Okay, they're both showing on here. The problem I'm having is that I was watching one of the films that I purchased, one of the classes, and it's telling me that it won't let me into one that I haven't purchased because it says you have no active membership. Find a membership term that works for you here. I have been paying all this time. I have not lapsed.
Okay.
I've just got a trail of them.
Yeah, with this email, like I say, with this email address, the Gmail is showing that you don't have an active membership. And with the other email, the yahoo.com, it doesn't show you anything.
Well, we've had to go all the way up through management to try to figure this out.
Did you
I
have,
don't know what more I can do.
when was the last time that you paid for the membership? Do you have the statement
This would
showing?
be, it's the last week of the month, and that so that if we're in February, it would have been around the 26th, 27th of January.
Okay, so if you are being charged and you have this statement showing that you are being charged, you can send to us by email so we can check.
I don't want this. I'm getting tired of all the runaround.
Okay, I understand,
I
ma'am. I'd like
don't
it.
want to have to go to my bank and get a bank statement and mail that to you. I'm paying for the whole month every time I pay.
Okay,
And I'm
ma'am.
not even getting a fourth of the month because it's all this mix up.
Okay, unfortunately, like I say, because here with the information that you are providing to us with your email address, it doesn't show an active membership. So if you're saying that you are paying and you have the proof that you are paying, you can send to us
You
so we can
take it
check
out
to
of
see if
my
it is a problem.
account.
Okay, so you can send to us and we can check.
Can I speak with the manager, please?
Yes, of course. Just one second. Just 1 second. I'm just putting out the information so they know the situation. Just 1 second.
You probably even know who I am by the time we get there, too.
I'm sorry.
She'll probably remember who I am when before we get there, because she's going to see what's happened on the account, and she'll know every month I'm on the phone with you guys.
Yeah, I just have to put the information so they know when I transfer the call. Just 1 second. Okay, I'm going to transfer your call right now, ma'am. So thank you for calling Craftsy, and I hope you have a good day.